On this day, 30th April 1921, gangs of looters, spirit grocers, continue to attract the unwelcome attention of predatory gangs in various parts of working-class districts in Belfast, where the unionists predominate. Premises in which the business is carried on by unprotected women appear to possess a strong attraction for those in search of free drink and whatever else they can commandeer. The premises of Mr. Hegarty, who trades as a spirit and family grocer at Fox Street off the Newtonards Road, was made the object of an attack by a mob, the shop being stripped entirely of its contents. Mrs. Kelly, who carries on business as a spirit grocer at Ohio Street in the Shankill area, was the victim of a hold-up by six men on the same night. She was threatened by the men that serious consequences would follow if she attempted to raise an alarm, and was compelled to stand by while her property was looted. Sinn Féin election notice. Partition election. A general mass meeting of the electors from the four city divisions will be held in St. Mary's Hall on Friday evening in support of the Sinn Féin candidates, viz. Sean Dolan, QUB, Sean McEntee, TD, West, Councillor D. McCullough, DU, Councillor D. Barnes, South, Councillor A. Savage, East, and Michael Carden, North. Come in your thousands and support the cause of our country's freedom. Take your stand against partition for self-determination. Henry defends barbarism. In the House of Commons yesterday, Mr. Ackland asked a question about the burnings in the town of Westport, County Mayo. In reply, Mr. Dennis Henry, Attorney General for Ireland, said that the statement that a portion of Westport was burned was misleading. The houses of one person and the contents of the houses of certain other persons were systematically destroyed by members of the Crown Forces. The persons were known to the police to be actively engaged in the rebel conspiracy. The decision to destroy the property was taken by the responsible police officer after a brutal ambush. Mr. Hogg, can the Right Honourable Gentleman say when the government is going to put an end to those methods of barbarism? Mr. Henry, there are so many persons who could be brought to trial, it is difficult to do it. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Throughout the Belfast disturbances of 1920 to 22, Catholic-owned pubs and spirit groceries in loyalist areas were regularly attacked and looted by sectarian mobs. The Ulster Unionist Dennis Henry's blatant defence of the reprisals in Westport shocked MPs who accused the government of a policy of barbarism. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin contested all four Belfast seats in the partition election, but only had a realistic chance in the West.